paragraph gimel, nimsa we see from here sheikar hashinuyim hanimshocha meazman shemishom kol achizas hayetzahara nechos beyoyser bahamomin kanal. We see from here that the main, all the differences, all the changes that exist in life that people go through, the change and the variations and everything, which come from time, which is where the Yetzer Hara has its hold, has its strength from, all of that is found in money, and all of that is related to money. V'al kein, zeh habal tzedaka, therefore, this Jew, who is a charitable person, who takes his money and gives it to a poor person, he is wiping out one of the main differences in this world. And he's creating oneness, unity. Why? He's wiping out the difference between him and that poor person, right? Before he gave the money, he had 100,000 and the poor person had zero. Now he lessened that gap. Now he has 99,000 and the poor person has 1,000. That's number one. But not only that, he showed a friendship and a love. There are many wealthy people who won't walk on the same block. They won't live on the same block in the same neighborhood as poor people because they don't want to be associated with them. I have nothing to do with those people, those vermin, those zeros, those losers, those nothings. That's one attitude. And you have a bald stucco who says, what are you talking about? That's my friend. That's my bud. This is my buddy. I'm so happy to see you. Wow, I'm so happy you came knocking at my door. Here you go. What do you need? Tell me what you need. Here you go. So Rav Nosson Zal says, he's mevatel the shinui between him and the Oni, ve'enoi soinoi. He doesn't hate the poor man. Ve'enoi roidfoi. He doesn't persecute him. Alide shinui daitoi. Because they're both different. Adarabba, just the opposite. Merachim olav. He takes pity on him. Ve'noisen loy mamoinoi. And he gives him his money. Sheshom ikar achizas hashinuyim. That's where you would have the greatest degree of differentiation, distinction. Rabbeinu Zal, in the story of the Baal Tefillah and Sipurei Maaseiyos, tells about a country where they worshipped money. Everything in the country revolved around money, and depending on how much you had, that's what defined whether you were a human being, or you were a star, or you were an angel, or you were a G-O-D. That's how they defined who you were. And if you didn't have money, you were either an animal, or if you had less money, you were a bird, or if you had still less money, you were a cockroach, you know, whatever it is. All the respectability of the person was defined purely by money. And Rabbeinu Zal, that story gives an incredible insights about life. He's not talking about Disneyland. He's talking about 2009. He's talking about today, here, now. And he's talking about certain countries in the world that we know that are very well known for this. And a lot of this has permeated to the entire world. Even in Eretz Yisrael, we have financial newspapers and financial times and financial this. And where the culture, the secular culture, puts a person in a position where this is the most important, this preoccupation. This is the thing that occupies a person's mind and heart and life more than anything else. And their happiness or their sadness is defined by this item, Chas V'Shalom. So Nimtza, Shemevatel Hashinuyim Beyoser. So Rav Nosson says, a Jew who's giving tzedakah is doing one of the greatest things possible in erasing differences. In erasing one of the most powerful differences in the world today, where we say a person who's rich versus a person who's poor, those are the most different things that you can possibly have, right? And this person says, wrong. I totally disagree. I say we're equal. Or for all I know, he's a much better person than I am. The person who's poor, the fact that he's poor probably means he's more religious and he's a better person than me. Because in this world today, Rav Nosson Zal writes in many places, we know many of the tzaddikim, unfortunately, have to go through that kind of test in life, you know, poverty, that kind of thing.
By doing this, he destroys, he eliminates the source of energy for evil, shehu ha-yetzahara, which is the yetzahara, v'nichlal bi'echod,
and he plugs into one, sheshom ein shinui. Over there are no differences.
Sheze tachlis kol ha-toira v'ha-mitzvois.
This is the goal and the purpose of the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs. What's the purpose? Two words. Lehi kolel bi'echod. To become part of one, to become part of this oneness. Hashem is one, the Jewish people are one, the Torah is one.
Levatel hazman, to wipe out time, v'chol hashinuyim hatluyim bo,
and all the differences that exist because of time, lehikolel bebchinas lamala mezman,
and to plug into that which is above time, sheshom kulo yechod,
there it's all oneness.
Shezeo bechinas hatachlis shel olam haba.
That's the epitome of olam haba. That's what the future world is going to be all about. It's eternity. It's above the concept of time. And there it's going to be all oneness. Like the Gemara says, remember the famous Gemara? Bayom hahu yihye Hashem echod ushmo echod.
That in the future, Hashem is going to be one and his name is going to be one.
So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Now he's not one?
So the Gemara says, yes, in this world, in this physical world that we live in, there's two.
There's when good things happen, we make a certain bracha, atoiv hametiv.
When bad things happen, or what we perceive to be bad, we make a bracha dayan emes, right?
But in the future world, it says it's going to be kulei atoiv hametiv.
So you see that again, this physical world that we're in, which is based on time, 7 days in a week, 24 hours in a week, there's shinoi, there's two or more.
The future world is all oneness, achdus.
V'alkein tztoka gedoyla ma'oid.
And this is why tztoka is a very, very great mitzvah.
Ushkula kechola toira kula.
And the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daftes that tztoka is considered like the whole Torah put together.
Person who gets tztoka, it's like he did all 613 mitzvahs in one shot.
V'chol ha-Torah nikreis al shem tzedakah.
And Hashem uses the word tzedakah as a nickname for the Torah.
K'moshe Shekosev, as it says,
u'tzedakah tihi elonu.
The Torah will be a tzedakah for us.
Ki zeh ikar klal kol ha-Torah.
Levatel kol ha-shinuyim.
Shemishom kol achizas ha-yetzahara.
Because this is one of the main concepts of the Torah.
To erase all differences, to wipe out differences.
Unity. What's the first mitzvah in the Torah?
Marriage. Produce children. How do you produce children?
By taking two opposites, male and female, and making them into one.
V'hoyu lebosor echo, the Torah says, right?
V'ozav es ovev esimoy, v'dovak b'ishtoy, v'hoyu lebosor echo.
Creating unity, oneness.
The study of Torah, the true study of Torah, is when it's at least two people, and again, uniting, learning together, becoming one.
Ikar klal Torah is levatel kol hashinuyim, to wipe out all the differences, shemisham kol achizas hayetzahara, ulikola beechad,
and to become part of one,
shezeh zoichen al yedei tzedakah.
This was zoichen to through the mitzvah of tzedakah.
V'alkein tzedakah matzil me'averois.
And this is why the Torah tells us that tzedakah saves a person from sins.
K'mo shedor shrazal, as the Gemara says,
u'mechaper al ho'averois.
And tzedakah forgives for any sins that the person did.
K'mo shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Daniel, Kapitel Dalet, Pasuk Chov Dalet,
v'chato'och b'tzedakah pruk.
You can redeem your sins with tzedakah.
Because
tzedakah wipes out the grasp, the grip of the Yetzirah, which is the source of all sins, right?
When the Yetzirah gets his claws on somebody, he gets his grip on somebody, then the person commits sins, chas v'shalom.
Tzedakah wipes out the achiz of the Yetzirah.
Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to further clarify. He's going to make this perfectly clear. Rav Nosson Zal says, every single person thinks differently from every other person. Ubeyoiser das he'oshir mehoni. And one of the places where you see this the most is how a wealthy guy thinks and how a poor person thinks, right? It's two different cultures complete. They're on two different wavelengths. You have a poor person talking and a wealthy guy talking. The wealthy guy looks at him like he's nuts. What in the world are you talking about? That you got change and they didn't give you the 5 agorot back and you did get the 5 agorot. And the guy looks at him. You need aspirin. You need a laxative or so. You're nuts in the head. And then the wealthy guy's talking about how he's disappointed that on his vacation, he only got to go to five of the restaurants because the sixth one was closed. And then when he went to the third restaurant, they didn't have the bass. They only had the sea bass, not the regular bass. And he was all upset over that. And he couldn't really, the next morning he got up late because he was so upset about the fact that they only had the sea bass from the Mediterranean, not the freshwater one. They only had the saltwater. And the other guy's looking at him, where are you coming from, right? Ki ikar ho'anius nimshach mehashinuyim. Because poverty, again, poverty comes from these shinuyim, from these differences. Shemishom achizas hora. We said all types of evil, originally there was only Hashem, there was only good, there was only goodness. As soon as there was two, when there's two, there's good and bad. There's good and less good. Less good is bad. So that when you have poverty, Rav Nosson Zal says here, poverty comes from Shinuyim. Originally it was Hashem. Hashem is wealthy. Hashem has everything. The minute there's two, there's richer and poorer. There's more and less. There's day and night. All the Hashem. So, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Be'itzovoin toich lena. The curse that Hashem issued right after Adam and Chava ate from Eitz Hadas, the curse that you're going to eat, your livelihood is going to be with depression, be'itzovain, with suffering, with struggle. Shenimshach ha'idei achilas Eitz Hadas toivora, which came about as a result of them eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad. Shemishom hisgabrus kol hashinuyim v'chol habilbulim. That's the source of all the differences and all the confusion, all the struggle that mankind has, all goes back to the Eitz Hadas. Bechinas lahat hacherev hamishapeches. It says that after Hashem threw Adam Arishan out of Gan Eden, he placed a guard at the entrance to Gan Eden, this lahat hacherev, this sword, this double-edged sword that switches. Sometimes good, light, darkness, good, bad, hot, cold. Umachmazeh nimshach galgal hachoyzer boilam. And it's because of the Eitz Hadas, it's because there was Adam and Chava, there were two. And because of Eitz Hadas, which was good and bad mixed together, because of that, we have this wheel of fortune, as they call it. This galgal ha-choyzer boilam, this wheel that revolves. Ad asher al pi roiv, anius ho-anius eitzel ha-ksherim va-tzadikim, to the point where in majority of cases, poverty is found by tzaddikim and by real religious people. Shirus eitzel horishon veinam ksherim. And in majority of cases, the wealth is found by people who are not so religious and people who are chasshom not good, not quality people. Rishoim. Avul ikar achizas huanius mebchinas horakanal. However, again, the concept of poverty is associated with Ra, with Shinuyim, with the differences. Shenimshach me'ashinuyim. Shaydeze nis'akev ha'shefa kiyadua. That's what causes this possibility that the Shefa is being held up. Because of Shinuyim, because of the differences, and because there's a right and a left, and because there's good and bad, that's why it's possible sometimes that when certain bad things take place, the Shefa gets held up in heaven. It doesn't come, it doesn't flow. V'alkein, therefore, das he'oshir, sheyesh loy Shefa v'chol tuv, mishuna ma'oid, midas ha'oni, shebesoy reikon mikol. The mentality of a wealthy person who has Shefa and he has everything he wants
is completely different, is very different from the mentality of a poor person whose house is empty. His refrigerator is empty. And Ad shenimso harbe meho ashirim shesoinim es heoni, to the point where there are many wealthy people in this world who hate, they despise poor people. The harbe roitfem oisoyim, there are many of them who persecute the poor people. They'll go out of their way if they'll hear that this guy's getting welfare or this guy's getting charity. Sometimes they'll make a point to see if they can block it, because they resent, why should this guy be getting a free ride? What do you mean? What do you mean the government is giving him assistance? Why? I didn't get no assistance. I made my 13 million by myself. You know, I had to work hard for it. Why should he get a free ride? Why should the government give him, his wife gives birth, he has 12 kids. What? She has 12 kids, so she gets 1,000 shekel. Why? What for? Let him not have 12 kids. Let him have 11 and a half kids. You know, who cares?
Ukemay Shekosovan, as the Pasuk says, Kol Achei Rosh Son Ehu, all the brothers of a poor person hate him, Chas V'Shalom. Ukemay Shekosovan, as the Pasuk says, Vayirdoif Ish Oni Vevyoin, and he chased after, persecuted the poor person. V'ze Nimshach Mi Ribui Hashinuyim. This comes about again because of the differences, because they're so different. And most people, if somebody's different from me, I don't like him. I like me, and I like people who are like me. Somebody who's different from me, probably he's no good. Because if he were good, he'd be just like me. I'm good. It's from these differences that are the root of all kinds of hate and machlokes, conflict. Shemishom kol koyach hayetzahara. That's what all power of the yetzahara is. Shemizgare beyoiser behooni, who teases and incites the oni the most. The yetzahara works on the poor person to get him into anger, to get him into tension, to get him to have all kinds of negative feelings. Shom kol ho'anius kanal, because that's where poverty comes from. Poverty comes from ra, from the sitrachra. Again, not necessarily because the poor person did sins or whatever. It could be because the Gemara says, tzadikim accept upon themselves suffering to forgive for the sins of the rest of the Jewish people. So again, the fact that he's suffering doesn't prove that he's bad. It proves that there's bad in the world, and could be he's covering for that. Could be, like Rabbi Akiva says, you know, that these people took the Midas Hadin, Hashem should have given them the greatest chesed and everything. But if Hashem would do that, you'd have thousands of Jews dying or suffering. So he said, you know what? I'll take the din. Give me the din. And give them the chesed that was supposed to come my way, give it to those thousand other Jews. Let them have it. Avolzeh ho'oshir, shemamin b'Hashem yisborach, shakol mimenu yisborach levad. Whereas a rich person who believes, not I did it, I built up this business, it's my money. He believes that everything, he believes in Hashem. And he believes that everything is only from Hashem. Ki ha'oysher v'hakovoid milfonov. Wealth and honor is only from Hashem. And v'einoy soinei esoni al yidei shinui daitoy. And he does not dislike the poor person just because they think differently, just because they have different mentalities. So what?
Adaraba, just the opposite. Marachim olav, he feels bad for the poor person. V'noisein lo imamona, and he's happy to give him something. He's happy to share the wealth.
Mevatel ma'oid b'chinas hashinuyim she'nechozim sham b'yoser. By doing that, he wipes out conflict. He wipes out differences that are prevalent most in money, when it comes to money and money matters. And by doing that, he wipes out the power of the Yetzahara. And he plugs into that oneness. And that's why he gets credit as if he fulfilled the whole Torah. Because this is what the entire Torah is all about. The entire, remember we said before, the Rebbe, V'yohavta l'reicha kamoicha, ze klal godol b'Torah. Rabbi Akiva said, this is the whole Torah.
because this is what it's really all about, that Hashem is one and the Jewish people are one. And Hashem says, even though I've put you in this Olam HaSheker, and even though you ate from the Eitz Hadas Toivara, let's see you overcome all of that. Let's see you overcome the differences, and let's see you be united. Let's see you be one with every single other Jew. Not to feel better than anybody else, and not to feel different. They have this company in Israel, B&D. Better and different. We have to enlighten them. We have to send them this page of Likutei Halachos to change their motto to equal and the same. Right? That's what the Torah is all about.